Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Good evening, everybody. We are back with Lionel after we had to cut the stream short last week because I couldn't speak. My brain was just smashed from Lionel's drone monologues, just disintegrated my neural pathways. Anyway, we have returned. Thank you, everyone, who put questions in. Thank you for Lionel for coming back. We will be covering all kinds of present subjects, Diddy, Jay-Z, all that baby stuff. But anything at all you want to ask Lionel, put it in the chat, please, now. Thank you, my friend.
First of all, I don't know how you folks do it across the pond, but Merry Christmas to you and your family. You know, here in my country, they have a lot of this BS about, well, happy holidays. Shut up. It's Merry Christmas. Hanukkah. That's great. We used to have something called Kwanzaa. Do you have Kwanzaa in the UK?
Kwanzaa, no.
Kwanzaa was about four people made this up about 1970. It's a black Christmas. Nobody understands it. 5 days of Kwanzaa. They had it for 2 years and then they forgot all about it. It's this thing you throw out there. And they have cards and nobody understands what it is. But if you say that, you're a racist. And today, by the way, everything, you should have this big stamp because I'm going to say more things that are construed perhaps as being racist because they're the truth. Because we'll talk about that. Because remember, whenever you say the truth about a black subject, you can say the same thing about white folks, but it becomes, in my country here, racist. But that means it's true. Don't forget, ethnic jokes are only funny if they're true. You can't make up something about some trait of a people that's, Indian people can't sing. What? No, you have to know there has to be some level of truth to it. Anyway, we'll get to that. So I'm saying just get ready. Just get ready, my friend.
It's funny you picked that up because I'm halfway through Green Book, the movie. The classical pianist goes into the Deep South with his Italian bodyguard.
Viggo Mortensen, yep.
Yeah, I'm just halfway through that right now.
True story. May I ask you a question? Do you normally have a hard time getting through movies? This isn't exactly, 2000.
No, I've just this minute stopped it to come here.
You see, it takes Sean sometimes 2 to 3 months to complete a movie. What were the different dialogue and what are they saying? And who is that again? No, but that's true. That is that story, and that added Viggo Mortensen is fantastic. He nails it. And when it comes to meeting or portraying a real legitimate wise guy, a real legit New York wise guy, he's good. And they exist. They exist.
Whoever wrote the script, the banter between them, I'm almost rolling off the sofa laughing.
It's beautiful. And the actor who plays the classical pianist, I mean, this is how demented the Jim Crow South was. We're inviting you. We love you. We're paying money to see you, but we don't want you to eat with us. We don't want you to sit. Once you're done performing, get out. It's bizarre. Las Vegas was like that. One of the great actors or performers who did his best to stop this was Frank Sinatra. Sammy Davis Jr. when Frank Sinatra says either Sammy plays with us or we're going, and he told everybody else in the Rat Pack, you're not going to tolerate this. He was important. Ed Sullivan, Johnny Cash, a lot of white performers said, we're going to put an end to this. This is the most bizarre. I mean, it was nuts. But it's a very good movie, indeed.
So that's the actor's name, Mahershala Ali.
Gesundheit.
Feliz Navidad. All right.
Wear a long coat and nobody will notice when you hit the bridge way. I'm sure when I get through M. Night, Bama Rush. How about Jerry Johnson? That's good enough.
All right.
By the way, before I forget, can I throw something in?
Throw it at whatever you want in.
You never asked about the drones.
I'm saving that until, like, you want to shut me up. My brain functions down.
Here's the best part. It just stopped. Not stopped. They just kind of stopped talking about it. And nobody, there was no conclusion. As I predicted, I said, I'm telling you, one day we're just going to wake up because we have the attention span of a gnat. And nobody's going to say anything. And that was it. And we had all of these people in the world, in our world, the conspiracy YouTuber, the channels. They goes, I'll tell you what, it's a false flag. It's a psyop. And they went through all this stuff, and everybody knew someone that they knew in CIA who knew something, and it was to set us up for the invasion. And what Americans don't care about it because they just don't care. And they never tell you, well, who told you this? I can't tell you. Have you followed a lot of stuff on YouTube channels? Ex-CIA, ex-military, ex-mobsters, ex-mafia. We're being saturated by all these old spooks who spend their whole life, the mob, swearing they'll never divulge their promises. Now divulging their promises. Then we have the people in Intel who say, I'm never going to tell anybody about this again. They're doing it. And all of them know all this insight, but nothing ever happens. They're all geniuses who have information that doesn't mean anything. So, I mean, people, they just forgot all about it. But we have the inauguration of President Trump, January the 20th. And I'm predicting right now, they're going to do everything in their power to interrupt it. With some kind of a disaster, shelter in place, alien invasion, radiation, mark my words. But they stopped. As far as you know, the drones, they just stopped.
So what is your theory, Lionel? What was the purpose of the drones?
I can give you a couple of hypotheses. First, there were so many of them, so many types, so many styles. I told you this before. What really killed you last time was I said, you know, these drones are the size of like an SUV, like a Buick. Some were, these were not drones, hobby drones. These were drones that were used for either military. So I think not only were there people, there might have been something quasi-military, but a lot of regular people said, we're going to go up with our drones to try to catch the drones. And you had amateurs, professionals, and there was a talk of they were looking for nuclear material that apparently was lost, and they were flying at night. And the reason why that was important was drones serve no purpose if they are flying at night. They're only good during the day because the only, for all practical purposes, drones are there to take pictures. So I think it was at first a combination of anytime the government can do anything, from masks to any type of control, they just kind of do this. But here's the best thing very quickly. The government never told us. Still, they have hearings, Senate, House of Representatives. Nobody said, if our government cannot find out what's happening as to freaking zones, what if there's an actual a flying saucer? A bona fide, there was a case called Phoenix Lights in 1980. The governor of Arizona said there was a craft that was a mile wide, so big that when it flew over it, every piece of inch of the sky was covered. It hovered over. Now, we never have pictures of these. But everybody, 300 people, they said, that's it. Now, you know what happened? Mm-hmm. What was it? I don't know. Rendlesham Forest in the UK. What was it? I don't know. Roswell, 47. Over LA, they shot. U.S. Air Force shot machine gun, automatic aircraft, anti-aircraft bullets at these craft, thinking they were the Japanese. We've got serious, actual events. And, here we go, Phoenix Lights.
You want to see a bit of it? Here we go.
Does the Pope shit in the woods? You better believe it, buddy.
What I'm looking at here is a light on South Mountain. You can see this light flickering over our mountain over here.
And that's just the beginning. There's more coming.
But we also had the governor of the state of Arizona, who himself...
Now looking at the light, it's now appeared again.
Keep talking. I'll mute it. I'm just playing. No.
Who, by the way, was himself a fighter pilot? Who knows a little bit about this? And he said, I saw this. Now, here's my question. And I want everybody to understand. Imagine we are alien forces and we go back to the mothership. And we said, Jerry, what happened? What do you mean what happened? Did you go? Yeah, we went. Well, they didn't respond. What do you mean they didn't respond? They don't do anything. They just have some guy comes up with a picture. Did you get a call from the president? No. Air Force? No. The Earthlings don't do anything. They just take pictures of it and they talk about it. And maybe now they go on YouTube. How would we handle an actual invasion? Now, look at this. Why don't we ever say, listen, Atwood, get in the helicopter, go take a picture of that. Go fly up. Go see what it is. It's always this. This is as close as we get. An orb. It'll go off and on. What is that orb?
Look at them all.
But first of all, why are alien ships flying with their lights on in the hover? Now, the thing is, if they go in and out, that means they're changing frequency. I think we lost one. See that? When a light goes out, that's a different story. That means something. One of the reasons they believe that craft are lighted is because of a plasma effect, that because of the actual whatever it is, that they don't have lights they turn on. They don't need to see where they're going. It's something, and I don't know enough of the physics behind this, but why don't we have pictures of this? Now, believe it or not, in the old days, we had a case here, as you know, 1947, Roswell, New Mexico. There was a guy named Jesse Marcel. Jesse Marcel was the information agent. His son, who later became a decorated airport of helicopter pilot and a flight surgeon, said that when he was a kid, his father came and said, here is the debris I picked up. I want to show you something. And it was a foil. Stan Friedman talked about it. It was a foil that apparently covered it. You crumble it up and it springs back to life. They show some weird markings on it and they turn it back in. They said at the time, they legitimately said, because Roswell was real. This was absolutely real because they weren't paying attention then. They called up the information officer at the airport. It was on the radio station. Because, Sean, they used actual film versus, they could zoom in and you could see in the memo, you could see the pictures that it was basically from the Department of Defense saying this is real. This was scattered all over the place. They went around. People said they were told, if you say anything, you will be lost in the desert. And everybody said, well, remember, there was this scattered. It was this Now, it was 1947. People like Stephen Greer come along and say, oh, I know what it was. It was the aliens warning us after we dropped two bombs. I said, shut up. They didn't warn anything. They don't care about anything. Quit trying to imagine. Do they come for good? What do they think? We don't know what they think. Why don't they get out and talk to us? Why do they want to get out and talk to us? Sean, you ever been driving on the road with Ziggy? You say, I got to pull over. Why? There's an anthill. Come here, Ziggy. Let's get on all fours. Let's talk to the ants and explain nuclear fusion to them. Why? Explain the Renaissance to ants. Dad, what the hell's the matter with you? Come on, let's communicate with them. We're not going to... I don't know why people think... When people try to, you know, when people are playing sports and they do the sign of the cross and they're about to pitch or they're soccer, I'm thinking, God has a team? I said, don't ask God. So anyway, that's where it all started. And then the industry was set. Did you read Day After Roswell, Philip Corso? Very interesting. About how doing reverse engineering of this stuff, the transistor, night vision vehicles, fiber optic cables, light vision, using the lens of these. I mean, it is so fascinating. Now, the rule is, as you know, like the Diddy case, which we'll get to, take a story and just sit it out. Just a good basic story and wait. Like a piece of bread. Just leave it out. Come back 5 minutes later and it's covered in crap and bugs and people will come and they'll destroy it and they'll steal it and distort it. And underneath there is the truth. It's this plain old story. It's interesting, but that's a piece of bread. But now it's unrecognizable because there's mold. Because this one added something to it. Humans don't know how to just, there's no critical thinking. They must come up with an answer. They must come up with an explanation for it. They can't just let it go and say, let's use critical thinking. I don't know. Could this be from outer space? I don't know. Could be. No. Give me an answer. You're not going to have a good podcast show. You're not going to have a good YouTube numbers if you say, I don't know. Oh, God, you see that Sean Edwards? That son of a bitch keeps saying, I don't know. I'm going to go to this guy instead. David Icke. He says that the queen is a lizard. I don't know whether the guy's full of shit or not, but I'm going to go watch him because he's a lot more interesting. And Sean Atwood's always critically thinking. There's no evidence. I don't want that. Give me David Icke. Says the Prince Charles is a cockroach or whatever the hell it is. This is where we are today.
That's it right, Lionel. Shape-shifting reptilian. And I love David Icke. I've interviewed him about 6 times.
Do you think that the queen is a shape-shifting reptile?
I don't think that you can deconstruct a person's entire oof by objecting to one thing.
Okay. That aside, do you think that the queen or any of the members of the family are reptiles, have gills, or they're amphibious and were hatched in water or whatever the other...
Having delved into Icke's research and his work, read all, most of his books, he's comparing the reptilians' conscience, predatory instincts, killer instincts to upper classes of society, how they prey on the lower.
So it's an analogy. It's an analogy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Fine. So what you should have said was, he never said he's a reptile. Now, what you just said was the whole notion of predator and prey describes 80% of the entire biological world. So that's good. I'm looking for something. I'm going to eat you. Certain things are great. Like even elephants are prey. You want to be like the lion who's not. Yes, I understand that. But nobody wants to hear that. John, they want to think that this woman, the queen, when she was alive, went home, took off her hat. And it was just like, you know, gills or something. That's what people want to believe. They want to believe in Satan. They want to believe in a physical manifestation of evil called Satan. Beelzebub, Mephistopheles, a guy with horns who comes down and for some particular reason This is a demigod knocked out of heaven by God, says, here's how I'm going to exact my horror. What are we going to do? We're going to spread. No, we're going to go to this little village in Ecuador. See that 8-year-old girl? Yeah, we're going to get her. And all of a sudden, she's going to wake up like that. And it's going to mimic psychosis. And the demon says, look, Satan, I don't want to tell you your business, but that's what you want to do? Yeah. What are we accomplishing? It's who I am. Then they're going to call the local priest. He's going to bring garlic and a book. They're going to shake us off. And then we're going to leave. And we're going to go. Now, people love that. They'll say, that's exactly what I want to hear. They don't want to talk about they. We love anthropomorphism, and it spreads. The whole notion of the devil was created in a post, kind of pagan with Pan, you know, the hooves, and there was nothing in the Bible about that. Nothing. There was no such thing as the snake and temptation, and no, it's not. But see, you got to understand that the more advanced we have, Sean, never forget people love, they love mythology. And the human being model 2024 is the same as it was 50 BC or BCE. We're the same things. We love symbology. We love imagery. We love fantasy. We have God genes represented. We're all that. It's who we are. We are this. And that's what people want to talk to us from other planet systems, because we're demented. Anyway, enough with that. You're very right, good.
We can get back to that, because there's just so many tangents we can go down. But we have a co-host on Ron's Daily Show, and she's been reporting on, you know, the Diddy Jay-Z stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's had a really rough time in the past couple of days. She was cyberbullied by a couple of individuals, and she sent us a message in for you. She has received a fake cease and desist, and she wants to know what are the consequences of sending a fake email with a cease and desist?
First, how do you know it's fake?
Maggie, can you answer that in the chat right now? Or do you want to jump and send you the link and you can talk to Lionel live? Let's see. I'll put the link in and she can.
And who is the alleged fake season? Is this from? Who is it from allegedly? Or does she want to say this at this particular
point? I think she's caught up in reporting on the war between Jay-Z and Busby and all that stuff.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
So I think there's shenanigans going on. But Maggie, I put the link in the live chat. Maggie, if you want to come on and ask Lionel your legal questions.
Well, you know, it's funny right now. I love this cease and desist. Now think about this. What am I saying? Stop this. I don't know how many cease and desist says, you are libeling me. You are saying something that's untrue. I'm kind of giving you a chance out of this. I'm letting you know. I'm putting you on notice. Normally, if they say, look, if you comply with this, there won't be any problem. Now, imagine if all of a sudden the world of journalism ceases and desists from reporting because they get a cease and desist. Nothing would happen. Nobody likes anything, especially if it's the truth. The Busby story, did you see the latest? Of course you did. Regarding this woman who claims she had contracted some type of... Wait a minute. This can't be... What does that look? What does that look for? Are you passing gas? Or are you passing a Bezoar? It looks like you're grimacing.
I'm passing a link to Maggie to see if she'll come in and join us. Well, yeah, but keep going with Busby. My interpretation is there's a full-on campaign now to destroy Busby's reputation because he's put so many huge brands and huge corporations on the line for billions revolving around Jay-Z and Beyonce. NFL February included.
Well, he must have known this. He must. I mean, this is what everybody. I've never seen anything. Now, let me go back. Remember when I told you that that fella on that island whose name begins with the fifth letter? I said, that's nothing compared to this. And it's true. That was nothing. It was boring. Eh, so what? This is a different story. First, the quibbling back and forth, both from Busby, Spiro to an extent. Now, Spiro, this guy represented Elon Musk. He represents the mayor of New York City. The lawyer for Diddy, his wife, represents now, you may have heard this, the CEO assassin, this guy, Luigi Mangione. So you've got this, like, wow, it's almost like this one. This. And then there's Busby. And then there's Busby. And he's out there. And he basically takes this. He's like this Wild West 800, call me. And they're saying, okay, do you want to do this? Yes, I want to do this. Okay. And we're going to do what I would do. If I represented you, I'm saying, I'm going to hit this guy from every angle. Not only that, I'm going to make sure that those clients know that when they're done with him, not only we're going after you, forget this. So you better think about this. And he ain't going to be here for, this is what I would make people think. Did you hear the story regarding him and this woman and the STD and just now what's going to happen is you're going to ask people to be able to understand and to filter through this. I would say, if I represented Diddy, for example, I would say, there is not enough time. I'm going to use this terrible word, which we can't say. I'm going to call it R. That Mr. Diddy here R'd everyone for a five-year period, 24/7, constantly. He walked into the room like he was walking into a yacht. I think You Are So Vain plays in the background. And he wanted to know, okay, let's have the R machine going. Get out the oil, get out the drugs, line them up, boom, 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 bring in the kids. Next, we got a party across town or two. Let's go. He walks in, wipes them out. Everybody drink like Jim Jones. Drink your group. This guy was an R machine. There was a woman who said, well, like, I won two tickets. I got her. I got this one. I got the brother. I've got every. And already people are saying, what are you? I don't even know it. It's like the drone story. Oh, don't tell me. But don't you feel like this? If I said, hey, Sean, there's a new Diddy story. Oh, yeah, yeah. No. It's about satanic ritual. Well, okay. But put that one over there. Is that the system? Now, I'm going to talk to you now. And this is my advice to you. You can't answer every lunatic who does this. Then some other lunatic who says, this is terrific. Did you see this? If you think that's good, come on, let's do it, guys. I've got nothing better to do. I'm sitting in the rumpus room of my parents. I'm covered in Cheeto dust and I got nothing to do. Let's do it. Maybe she'll mention us. Then all of a sudden it's like, never, for example, it's like a woman years ago said, let me just tell you something. There's a man calling me every night at midnight, and my number is 523. What are you telling people this for? Listen, she'll learn, obviously, after a few of us, what to pay attention to and what not to. I never want to be a puppet, a marionette controlled by other people. If you want to do me, contact me, fine, whatever it is. You know how to do it. But if I spent, and I think she seems like a wonderful person, and she's truly playing the detective and the connection, but I'm thinking to myself, you sure you want to do this? Because there is nothing worse when somebody who's trying to bother you than to ignore them. It kills them. You're not even worse their time. You're probably too young for this, but there was a guy, we used to have obscene phone calls. People would call up and, you know, and now because of, you know, cell phones, you don't answer the phone, even if it's a foreign unknown. And So I was a prosecutor. We actually prosecuted years ago obscene phone calls. This one woman was so distressed. She just, I said, look, in the meantime, try this. This sounds terrible. I said, but just try this. Just say, the next time you call, say, I know who this is, and hang up. And he's going to say, does she know who it is? I don't know. But you know what? I'm going to move on. And guess what happened? They stopped doing it. So sometimes, if you ignore somebody and you don't get a rise, because whoever's doing this, if it's Mr. B or somebody else, I don't know, they just got a kick out of this. It's like, don't feed the thing you're trying to. You're right. You can't slay all the dragons. You can't make the world safe. Stick to what you're doing. And you better than anybody else. One day you're going to give a master class on have a thick skin, know what you're doing, and understand something. You only take flack when you're over the target. That's the most, that's life. If you're saying stuff that's wrong and nobody's going to call you. Hey, when you said that Elvis was alive, you better cut that. Nobody cares about Elvis is alive. But if you say something about Diddy being involved in a string of armed robberies, I'm just giving that as an example. Then they're going to say, no, wait a minute. Sometimes you use that almost as a means of finding what is and isn't the truth. You mentioned something before. There are billions and billions and billions of dollars here. Not only that, there is a culture. Sean, this is hero worship status. I've got friends of mine and, you know, they're my... And I said, you don't know what LeBron James is or Michael Jackson or Prince was then. This is different. And you had the Beatles. You may have had Dylan. This is different. Black entertainment is as much of the horizon of the world as the Black church, as politics, as religion. It's a part of the culture. So when you talk about Diddy, it's almost like taking sides. You talk about Jay-Z, and you talk about also disrupting and corrupting and distorting images that you had of masculinity and all these things. And not only that, millions and millions of billions. Let me give you an example as an aside. Years ago, I knew somebody who was into marketing.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And he said there was a sports person that they suspected maybe is gay. And believe me, there are more gay sports people, like anything else than you can imagine. It's just true. He said, but you got to understand something. If I'm out here and I'm representing Titleist, like golf club, guys with silver ID bracelets and hairy wrists, you know, and people who were into fast cars and drinking Budweiser and women. And this guy, so they had to find out who was who and really delve deep. And they would go. And he says, now normally I don't care one way or the other. Because if you, same thing for entertainment. There are big names. You and I have talked about this sometimes with our email. And by the way, there are stories that you and I talk about, hints that we're hearing, rumors from very interesting that I wouldn't dare say because they're completely unsubstantiated, but they really make sense. Well, that's not good enough. But what I'm saying is, going back to what I said, so when you take this image, Jay-Z and Beyonce and music and this, and This is serious. So when you come along and you say, "Hi, man, I talked about me. Call me at 800-555. Have you been hurt? Have you taken a picture of you? Call me." This isn't some fender bender. This isn't some little, this is serious. So you better be ready. Because remember, let me give you one story. As you know, in my country, we have guns. And I'm from the South. See, I'm from Florida. And one time I never forget, they had this picture. There's a guy in a little pup tent in the Everglades, which is in Florida. This is in the swamp and the gators and this. And it was this pup tent with this sign that he wrote in this kind of a childish scrawl. And he said, "You better really want to come in here." And it's like, oh my God. So whatever that was, so by analogy, if you want to go after Jay-Z or Diddy, a lot of people, are you sure, just like they did it, you want to go after the tobacco industry? You want to go after Big Pharma? You want to go after Big Agra? You want to go after Pfizer? Okay. But remember, and one more thing. Remember the first Jack Reacher movie with John Cruise? Fantastic. You know Jack Reacher, right? There was this one scene where they were going to fight him. He says, "All right, let's get this over with. You're going to be the wingman. I'm going to get you first. And you're going to go, and I'm going to, you're going to go to the doctor." He goes, "All right, let's go." And he goes, and the main guy, he says, "Now, remember, you wanted this." And next thing you know is he smashes his inguinal area and basically makes him, they neuter him. But I'll never forget that line. He goes, "Remember, you wanted this." So Tony Busby, remember, you wanted this. And you better really want to come in here. And all these people, and I want to say this very, very succinctly and carefully, my dear friend, you see a lot of folks who see this, a ding, 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 ding. A lot of people who are saying, "You know what? There's a chance to make some money here. Let's go over. Let's see if we can get on that Diddy payday here." It's like a government program. It's like, this is great. Be a part of a lawsuit. Be a part of a class action suit. Let's do it. You are on. And from people who are not necessarily the most scrupulous of individuals. Now, when I say that, people say, "Oh, you're being racist." I say, "No, let me give you an analogy. When you want to go into criminal law, you know, there's all these mafia YouTube channels, Sammy the Bull and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you about all these wise guys. They're crooks, all of them. They come from families in parts of Queens where nobody went to college. The only college they went for is a nickname for prison. They've got people on death row. The father's in prison. The concubine, the mother, everybody. They live in a world of organized crime, cons, thieving, stealing, and they make no bones about it. They're crooks. They're gangsters. They're racketeers. Now, this is your client. You better understand the world you're getting into. So when they tell you, "Yeah, sure," lying is what they do. This is not meant, this is not an anti-American, I'm anti-Italian. No, but within the, if this is the circle of the universe, and this is Italian-American, in that is this group. So when you have America, Black America, Urban America, Northeast or South, and within this is a group of people who have spent their whole lives conning, jipping, and playing the game. These are folks who are not exactly, please don't take this the wrong way, Sean, not a lot of rocket scientists. A lot of people, you know, sometimes with names you can't pronounce or can't spell, who can't write themselves, I'm sorry, but we're not talking about a whiz-bangs here, who now all of a sudden they're coming in, and all of a sudden Busby says, "I got 1,500 calls today. We got 120 lawsuits. So most people would say, excuse me, like I said, how much time did Diddy? Diddy was like an R machine, constantly handing out like drinks to people, getting everybody. I mean, are you sure? And Jay-Z sat back and he said, thank God for Jay-Z. You would have said, you would have think Busby or anybody else would say, you whatever. Diddy's one thing because he's in federal prison and there's a presumption of stank to that. All right. Thank God, even the feds think you. So you can bend the rules a little bit. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not the only one. Well, here's Diddy. Warren Buffett's buddy, married to Beyonce, loved. I mean, a genius. He's the Berry Gordy, the Colonel Parker, the George Martin, you name it. And the case you bring up against him is this woman from 2000 doesn't remember anything? And oh, wow. Now you've done it. This was it. So then what happens is Busby turns around and says, he kind of fired, not a lawsuit, but he says, you're trying to intimidate me because you're trying to use the tactics. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, nobody does this. When you have the biggest, when you have Sullivan and Cromwell versus, Gibson Dunn, the biggest white shoe law firms, they don't do this. They say, of course, it sounds like professional wrestling. Why you, Atwood, Tuesday night in the garden, I'm going to kick you. I know when you, what is this? This is like the most. And then you got this. You hear this latest case, and everybody's presumed innocence. But this woman who brings this case against Busby and other people who are alleged, we'll leave it at that, who are allegedly in cahoots, who are on the phone with him, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, I hope you're not on the phone with somebody, because there's a thing called record. So they're just sitting back and saying, Remember, Jack Reacher, remember, you wanted this, and you better really want to come in here, because there's only one of you, but there are millions, billions of us. And that has nothing to do with the merits of the case. Doesn't mean that people aren't victimized or anything, but this is brutal. This is a very serious world. You got to ask yourself, am I up for this? And what do you think? Let's go back to Diddy. Sean, what do you think the man's got? What do we have? When all is said and done, if they let him out tomorrow and they say, you know what? They made a mistake. What do you think he's got? He's got left. He's got his, God knows, millions of attorney's fees liens, right? I don't care what they've done. You've got his mortgage properties. You've got who knows what his monthly obligations is. That who's gonna touch him now? What are his? He's ruined. Who wants to get near him? But then again, maybe not. Maybe in this weird bad boy kind of. Maybe he's even bigger. But what does he have left? What money do they think if they say, okay, all right, Mr. Combs, let's settle it up, and he liquidates everything. What do you think is going to go around for 120 people plus Busby's cut first, let's say 30-40%? What are they going to get, a check for $1,000 each? What are we talking about here?
Which ties into the next question from Victoria as to whether you've ever seen anybody sue a victim's lawyer and smear them like you've seen with the Jay-Z Busby situation?
Not really. Normally, lawyers, it's very cut and dry. The lawyers are almost like not even, I mean, they're important, but they're, you know, the case kind of speaks for itself. A lawyer can't make the case. He can just sit back. But this stuff back and forth, and one of the things is that you want there to be a sense of solemnity. Because let's not forget, Sean, there are people who I absolutely believe were hurt and are hurt every single day. They're just forgotten. They're a number, case file number, whatever. Hello, how's my case doing? Just a minute, what's your name? Atwood, hang on. Atwood what? Is that with one T or two? Just a minute, hang on a minute. You hear the music on hold. And it's like, I'm a victim. Like, I've got them on hold. What's my case number? My case number is number one. It's the only case I've got. And you kind of get lost in the whole thing. And meanwhile, we're fighting it out. And Harvey Levin and TMZ. And then you don't want it to get to look like a joke. That's the thing. You don't want to make it look like some kind of a joke. Like, this is serious here. I don't care what Busby did on a with a woman. What I was hurt, or this is what my allegations are. I want those to be the focus, not some extracurricular alleged activities on Mr. Busby's case.
Question from Ost. Why did Jay-Z throw Diddy under the bus, saying they were not close, knowing Diddy's ego and that it would piss him off and he would possibly strike back? What kind of deal is behind this?
Strike back with what? What's he going to strike back on? How about Diddy not being mad, or Diddy being mad? Diddy's not going to roll. Diddy's not going to fall on the sword for Jay-Z. He's not going to say, don't worry, I'll take care of it. It was all me. See, I this idea of one of the if I advise somebody to create a narrative, irrespective of whether it's true or not, let's say I'm writing a novel. The best thing you do is say, I don't know who Diddy is. I barely know him. We're not as close as we were. I didn't go to that party. I think he's following him, and I don't know what he's talking about. And I'm too busy. And I just don't have time. Just dismiss him. I'm busy. Throw him under the bus. That's not the same as throw him under the bus. Says, no, he did it. I told him not to do that. I told him about that lifestyle. That would be throw him under the bus. But say, I don't know him. That's like, you got the wrong guy here. Which is kind of consistent. Also, this kind of narrative. Look, folks, I don't know how many times, if you know about our business, but we love to take pictures with people. We love to pretend we're close. We love to pretend we're part of the family. We're all very competitive. And frankly, we don't like each other because we're not on the same team. It's not like rappers love each other and we're all brothers and we have secret codes. No, it doesn't work like that. And some people are like, okay. Frankly, I'm a kind of a shy person. I don't know that many people. And if you knew this business, you don't want to know them. Is there any of these folks out there that you want to get to know? You might want to take a picture of them, but do you really want to hang around with Snoop? Or I'm just saying, trust me, you don't. They're funny, they're interesting, but I don't know these people. That's not throwing them under the bus.
So Sonia's asking, could it be because Diddy's singing?
Well, here's my thing, all right? Singing about what? Here's the usual singing. They got this guy, they arrested him at the murder scene. Other people took off at the scene. If he's singing, he's saying, these people were involved in the murder, or these people hired me. That's singing. If somebody says, all right, call the feds. All right, Diddy, sit down. What is it? I want to sing. All right. Remember the old joke? I'm not worried about him singing. I'm worried about him composing. When they write up, they imagine. All right, Diddy, what is it? I want to tell you all about it. All right, go ahead. Jay-Z was there. Okay, yeah, I know that. No. Jay-Z was what? What about it? Jay-Z was at the parties. Uh-huh. Jay-Z, I got a picture of Jay-Z. You got a picture of that? Well, guess what? That's against the law. You having pictures. What is he going to say? He held them down. we're part of a ring. Okay. And then Jay-Z says, yeah, I know. Let me see, it was this guy too. And let me see, the unknown woman, don't forget her. Yeah, never. And this one too. Let me see, 2, 2, 4, 6. This was, and also, by the way, excuse me, Sean. Was this 20 years ago or 30 years ago? How many years ago was this? How old was I? Who was president during this? You want to throw me under the bus for what? 20 years ago? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it wasn't me. So you want to take the stand and what? The Fed says, we're not going to bring charges against Jay-Z. No, but you're now, unless you've got Jay-Z being on the in Dallas on the grassy knoll taking out JFK, that would be good. But what exactly is he going to tell him? What does the do you think the feds are going to go through all this stuff just to get Jay-Z? Get him with what? They would have gotten him. You don't need Diddy. They would have made a deal with him. If anything, Diddy says, I'm only going to talk unless you drop everything. We're not going to do that. Well, forget it. Why would they want to? I don't know. I mean, we use this term a lot. They're going to dance. He's going to roll over. He's going to rat. About what? About stuff that 99% of these people in this godforsaken, awful industry involve themselves in. What? Unless you want to talk about niñitos, you know, children or something. What is it? And if that's true, you knew this and didn't say anything? You're waiting now to bring it up? Believe me, they had the chance to talk about this before. So let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to go away. Trump's involved. Trump has a brand new Department of Justice. I don't know what was their motivation before under the Biden administration. The attorney general is going to be gone. The lead, the chief of the attorney for the Southern District of New York, he's already resigned. We have a new attorney general, Pam Bondi. She's in there, plus a new head of the Southern District of New York. They're going to look at all the cases and they're going to say, what is this? This is a dog. What are we going to do with this? Mr. President, yeah. Do you want to do this? What, and I hate to say this, what works best for us? Let me look at the facts of the case. It's still the weirdest charges. It was a trafficking conspiracy. It was an enterprise. It was very vague. It wasn't 31 counts of interstate, whatever it is. What do you want? What would be the best? What would be the best, I hate to say this, for the Trump administration? Politically, what would it be for the black, if I'm the president, if I say, I'm not vouching for this man's purity, but in the interest of justice and with the limitations, we have illegal aliens pouring over the borders. We've got murders we can't even keep track of. We have this group in New York called Tren de Aragua, TDA from Venezuela. We've got, with all due respect, we're going to think in the interest of justice, we're going to make a deal for Mr. Combs. A plea to something, some kind of pound of flesh, something, some supervised, whatever it is, and be done with this. If you want to do this, it's best. What do people want? They want this best handled in a civil arena. The victims of this want money. Do they really? Is anybody going to feel happy or feel good about Diddy in Leavenworth, packed away for the rest of his life? Let's remember, this is about justice. This is about imprisonment. It's not about, what are we doing here? And there's nothing better than a new administration to say, I'm not going to inherit this. What do I want this for? Seriously, look, I don't know the first thing about it. And I'm not saying Diddy's a good guy, and I don't know, but I think this guy himself, if you knew his story, he himself very well may have had a history of abuse or whatever in his life. There's also something about the world. I hate to say it, it doesn't. But a world that is so contaminated, Sean, with people who were, by their very nature, bad. Nobody went out grabbing people and pulling them into this. It's very unfortunate. Let me give you an example of something. Years ago, I used to work, I was a brand new lawyer, with professional wrestling. And I would go around, it was kind of, not before WWF, but here in the country, it was like little territorial stuff, NWA. And we would go to places like Alabama and the South. And there were these girls called ring rats. No, excuse me, arena rats. These are the girls who hung out of the... And these people must have had the collective IQ of a dart. Teeth missing, they look like a piano key. They walked around with tattoos or words misspelled. And they were just sad. And they said, hi, there's Tommy Dane. Like, oh, my God, there she is again. And they were at the door. And then they... And there were hundreds of them. And I swear to God, if you said, hey, won't you come in? But I'm going to shave your head and tattoo my head. Okay, Tommy. I mean, it's bizarre. Now, are you taking advantage of them? Yes. But there's hundreds. They're banging on the bus. And I said, who are these people? And this was just wrestling. This is not even, they would have, there was no end to it. Now, is it wrong to take advantage of these people? Of course. But you got to ask yourself, hundreds of them, they'll give you digits. All right. So what I'm trying to say is, when you really look at this, you got to ask yourself, is this really, there are children, there are people who aren't anywhere near this. And their cases are not being heard, not being investigated, not being prosecuted, they're not being looked into, because we're talking about Busby and some girl who got the clap allegedly, and this one. I mean, this is so tawdry. And that's the feeling I want people to have. See, if I'm Alex Spiro, people are saying, enough of this. Do you feel this on yourself? It's losing its, like, where are we going with this? There's no, what are we getting to the, you know, Harvey, even Harvey Levin is like, what do I do? Here's a new allegation. Okay. I can't keep them straight. Just saying.
Well, it's like with the Epstein case, people are waiting for more people to get indicted, but it never happened. All right. So here's Woofy then. So we had Rymir on a couple of weeks ago. Jay-Z, he said that Jay-Z is his dad. And he's just been in the news again here this week in the UK, saying that Jay-Z won't recognize him, because when Jay-Z and his mom conceived Rymir, the mom was below the age of consent. So Wolfie wants to know, what does Rymir have to do to get Jay-Z to do the DNA test? Because for 10 years, he's been getting fobbed off in the courts.
You know, there is a, it is one of the most fat, now we're talking about the right to force paternity recognition. He's an adult, obviously. So he's saying, I want after the fact to be ordered. That would be jurisdiction to jurisdiction. I know it's much easier when you are a mother currently seeking child, you know, contribution or child support, and you have to establish paternity. Then it can be ordered. There's got to be some reasonable cause or whatever it is. After the fact is a different story. You know what's going to be interesting? As DNA testing becomes more and more prolific, with this 123 and me and all this other kind of stuff, people are going to, the DNA tests are going to be done automatically. There are going to be DNA tests that are done without even, there are going to be people out there, famous people who have sired so many children and people that nobody ever thought anything, or where the women themselves were so active, I hate to say it, or paternity was so difficult, or nobody thought about being litigious. You're going to find that accidentally. You can say, you're not going to, for example, we have this fellow. I don't know if you ever saw this. His name is Ronan Farrow. Ronan Farrow, his mother is Mia Farrow. And Mia Farrow was married to Frank Sinatra. Ronan Farrow is an absolute spitting image of Frank Sinatra. Now, they say there's not, nobody's interested. It's like, okay, I'm no Mendelian geneticist. Let's talk about Prince Harry and Major Hewitt. Do you think there's any chance that Harry might, people are saying, that doesn't look like Charles. Well, they have red hair. No, they don't. No, they don't. That didn't go anywhere. How about the stories about Lord Porchester and Andrew? That didn't go anywhere. So the world is filled with this. All these people that we always think this way. So I don't really know. It's very interesting, because what you have to do, if indeed somebody does, let's just say hypothetically, it is ordered, and somebody says, lo and behold, that is your child. And at the time of the conception, the mother would have had to have been, let's say, 12 years old or something. After the fact, are you going to bring some type of statutory R charge 30 years later? There's no statute of limitations to life felonies. It can be on. So it's you're giving me like a law school analogy test. It's, there was a fellow who claimed to be Bill Clinton's son. Nothing, a black young man. Nothing happened with that.
So, Sonya wants to know, what do you think happened to Bieber?
Oh, I don't know. But if ever there is somebody who breaks my heart, it's him. It is he. The picture of those videos of Diddy with Bieber, and he's got that little cap, and he's got the one where he's smiling, innocent, it breaks my heart. Where in the hell were his parents? How did that? It enrages me. And believe it or not, it's not so much, it's more his mother or his parents than what's his name. I can't believe this. And this is the tip of the iceberg. And the best part of the ball, Diddy was so, just so brazen. Well, I got him this week. You know, we've got this other thing too, not to change the subject, but my heart also breaks. Different subject. We have this woman, I'm sure you know the story, of Britney Spears, who's out of her mind. And we have, and Wendy Williams was a very interesting, very successful talk show host. We have these conservatorships in California, New York, where somebody comes in, claims, you know, I was doing some housework for Sean Atwood, and I don't think he's okay. I don't think he's up to par. I don't think he's being taken care of. I then go to a court at some third party, and I petition the court, and I'm your guardian, and I get to control your money. It's like, wait a minute, what? So there's these stories, and isn't it also sick, Sean, how we sit and we just love to watch how bad they are.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Look at him. We'd love to see. Look how screwed up Michael Jackson is. Remember how bad? Look how sick. Look how weird. Look how. We'd love to see how sick they are. Shane McGowan from Pogues. Look how bad he looks. We're ghoulish. We're like vultures. We love this stuff. We circle around and we forget these people are human beings. Yeah. But they got their millions. We don't care about them. They're there for our amusement.
Julia's asking, do you think the way Jay-Z is acting towards the allegations seem like he's guilty?
Nope. That's exactly. Let me ask you something. How does somebody act who is completely, quote, innocent? One thing you can do is, you know, my father used to say something. He was a lawyer too, but he blessed his heart. God rest his soul. He said, you know how you find out if somebody's guilty in court? He said, this is what you do. Find the person guilty. If they're really guilty, they'll say, well, you did your best. Thanks a lot. If they're not guilty, they'll say, what? Now, I want a little bit more of that. I would want one of these people to say, I'm going to say this one time only. And people, I think people would love this. You show this guy. Because you also want people to know, don't even think about this. If all of a sudden, if Jay-Z were to say, you may think you know me. You may think you know me as a musician or what you're telling me I did is so despicable. I can think of very few things worse. I'm telling you two things. Number one, I did not do this. And number two, you'd better really want to bring these charges on. because I don't forget. And I will spend every penny, every minute of my remaining life making sure that whoever brought these charges against me, assuming, of course, which they're false, but I will spend the rest of my life and spend every penny making your life a living hell to teach you and everybody a lesson. Don't want to be like that guy. Remember that guy that brought the case against Jay-Z? Oh, God, yeah. Remember him? Oh, you're right. Thank you. That phone will stop ringing real fast. But they don't do that. They do this sort of a, I don't know what you're talking about. I deny it vehemently. Of course people deny it. How many people have said, Mr. Atwood, you were accused of robbing a bank? Got it. I did it. You never hear that. So we're assuming you're going to say, I didn't do it. But how do you say it? You want to have somebody say, wow. Wow. Just at least one time. You don't have to. But sometimes, I mean, does it matter? It doesn't really matter. Because people are still going to come at you. But it would be better. Because remember, and I'm going to say this again, Sean. There are people who love Jay-Z and love Diddy. These are their heroes. And they want them to fight. To fight back and say, you know, we have an expression here, you know, say it ain't so, Joe, from Shoeless Joe Jackson and the Red Sox and the great Roger Daltrey song too. But say it ain't so. Tell us it's not true. Tell us this is a mistake. Tell us it's, we want to hear this. We want to have faith. There are people who love these people. And that's why I think there should be more of a concerted effort. Damage, maybe there is. Damage Control, album, but there should be a collective. And let me also tell you something. If the music community came together, if all of us, you know how that, you know, we are the world? If all of a sudden there was some program that said with almost like those Vanity Fair shoots where they're all dressed and you've got everybody there. And they say, we're here to tell you, this isn't about Jay-Z. This isn't about Diddy. But we're here to say, we've had enough of this. And we've done nothing. We've brought more info. Let me tell you what we've done. We've put more people to work than you can imagine. We've put more people in concerts, more venues, more vendors, more arenas. We've pumped more money into the economy. Right now, we have been responsible for more jobs, for taxes, for this. We are a contributing member of society. We're not a bunch of people who just sing songs about, you know, we're serious and we take this serious. And all of us right now are married. We have children. We have families. We're not perfect. Never said we were. If all of a sudden there was this, oh my, you want to make people feel guilty. Because so far, what is it? Nothing really. It's not, there's nobody's thinking. I would have the highest in mafia lore in 1957. There was something called Apalachin. It's where they all met in upstate New York. All the heads. Everybody's got to meet. And not on Zoom and say, what are we gonna do about this? This is bigger than we gotta teach these people a lesson. Don't do this. Because they see a lot of people look at black performers, it's not being very bright. They're lucky, they're from the street. A bunch of people. Look at this. I don't know what they're talking about. They're doing that. These are some of the most sophisticated people you ever met. They have done their business. Put it this way. They are to music what Bitcoin is to the stock market. They are this. Nobody saw this coming. And there are more people. I mean, this is what I would do. This is my way. Because I would want to beat them in public relations. I would make people say, no way, this is disgusting. You can't bring a... You know how people are kind of like leaving Bieber alone? Even they know. Don't. This is... Even they know. And when the public says, don't do this, I really feel sorry for him. There also used to be... There needs to be, but they got to be careful. Because they can't do it. You know, it's like one of those things in law. If somebody falls outside your studio and there's a hole in the pavement or something, and the next day you pave it over, that's not an admission of guilt because you took corrective measures. So you got to be careful in the timing. But one day, very, very soon, they used to have this in Hollywood. There used to be a group of people, and they got to be careful about this, but there needs to be something. Imagine this image. Dark, black and white. People were very serious. The biggest stars. And it says, if you have ever been hurt, if you're a young person and you need help, call us. We're here for you. It's a new, not just you've been abused allegedly by music business people, but if you've been hurt, let us know. There's nothing to be afraid of. We have people here. We know what it's like. We're here for you. We've set up a foundation and we're, oh my God, you want to elevate. Rock music doesn't do that. NASCAR doesn't do that. Hollywood doesn't do that. Nobody does that. I would have this PR firm in waves of PR of moves. Scholarships, anti-crime initiatives. We've taken kids from the street. We taught them the music business. We did this. We want to destroy gangs. We want to, whatever it is. I would change up because people, it's a different time. That NWA stuff, gangster rap, that's over. This is different. And now, when somebody says, well, what are you going to do about the way women are treated in music lyrics? We'll get to that later on. But I think this is a chance to really be in charge of this. Because remember, the music rap fans, they don't determine the particular genre, they'll follow it. And if all of a sudden, Finney or Diddy or whoever says, we don't talk about that anymore. We respect women. We're going to talk about something else. We're going to talk about making money and bling. And fine. They'll do whatever you say. Anything. Stay in school. No crimes. Crime. Whatever. If you sanitized it, that's what they did in country music. Country music in the old days was about cheating, getting drunk, and getting. They don't do that anymore. No way. Music changes. Movies change. Look now, there's more movies now about what's the biggest Hollywood genre right now? Marvel, action heroes, good guys. A lot of PSYOP stuff too. Good guys, war movies. That's CIA. But, you know, look how the good guys are winning. Not the others as well. So what I'm saying is they need somebody who's looking way ahead, 4D chess, down the road. That could change everything. And you can make them, and the way I would say, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make this industry judgment-proof, meaning we don't want anybody to even dare think about this again. Because we will have a team. When you do this, when you sue one, you sue us all. We will move in immediately. We know exactly what's going on. We have law firms on retainer. We know what to do. We'll do this for the legal response, this for the PR response, and the concerted. And when you make people say, wait a minute, you're not going after Diddy. You're not going after Jay-Z. You're going after an institution. You're going after a legacy. You're going after this. And I don't want to bring race into it, but let's be honest. This is about, do you think there would be the same kind of fervor behind this, if this were Florence Welk or the Osmond brothers, or I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but, and I don't want to play the race card, but there is a component to this, seen by a lot of outsiders who go, well, there you go. How many people do you hear, Sean, talk about rap music? Never heard it before. Talk about shooting people with the guns and gold teeth and the rape. Sorry, but no, they know nothing about it. Got to change that image.
All right, question from Sammy. Is there one story you have covered that you will always remember the most?
A story I've covered? That's very interesting. Well, believe it or not, yes. The story, which was so changed my life and changed the world was OJ. Because I was on WABC morning drive at the number one radio talk radio in the nation. Morning drive about OJ. It was the most fast. This is before the internet. And the people waited until me at 8 o'clock in the morning. Understand this?
Jabba's saying this is not about race. It's about crimes and hip-hop culture.
No, it's about race. It's, you're right about that. But don't ever. I'm not saying it should be. But don't ever think for a moment. If I'm defending somebody, and I've got a black defendant or a white defendant, it's the same case. But if you think for one moment that there is not an undercurrent of this, no, absolutely not. Don't ever be naive. Not that there should be. And also hip hop culture is one thing too, but there's a sometimes Jabbar, and you make it a good point. Sometimes it's almost more important to see what outsiders think than what people in there think. Because remember, the jury is going to be outsiders. You're not going to get a jury of your peers. You're not going to get a jury technically of a bunch of hip hoppers. You're going to get some guy from Queens who's an insurance salesman. He doesn't know anything about this.
Lionel, if the police have all the videos of these people on them, why the hell are they not in jail awaiting their trial? It makes zero sense to the layperson.
First problem with any kind of evidence, documentary evidence, authentication. I got a picture. What is this? I go, all right. I got a picture of Sean Abbott with a penguin. There we go, right there. Well, okay, who took this picture? I don't know who took this picture. Is it him? Yeah, that's him. How do you know? That's him. We got to check it. Authenticate it. You got to introduce it. All right, well, was that you? It's not me. Okay, what am I going to do with this? Now somebody comes in and goes, yeah, that was him. And you can say, fine, it's not the picture. Where's the victim? Where's the victim? I got a picture. I got a picture. Okay, fine. It's a, in the case of a penguin is long deceased, but this was, let's say somebody who was underage. Where is that person? Who is this person? Who is it? The defendant has the Sixth Amendment right to confront their accuser. Who are these people? So the pictures, I don't care what the pictures are. Let me tell you one thing, which is the most interesting. I want everybody to think about this one. I don't know about the UK, but they used to have these cases. This case drove me crazy. There used to be a show on NBC called, Dateline. It was a Chris, whatever his name was. They would, to catch a predator.
Chris Hansen. We've had him on the channel, Chris Hansen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Chris Hansen. Okay. So anyway, now think about this. You pick up the phone. This man, Sean Atwood, thinks he's meeting a 14-year-old girl named Hortense. He's speaking to a 49-year-old Palm Beach County detective named Chick. You know, okay, fine. So he thinks he's going to meet a girl. Okay. So he shows up thinking there's a 12-year-old. There isn't. There's nobody there. So he shows up and they say, all right, you're under arrest. For what? For arranging. A liaison with whom? With a 12-year-old whose name is, there is no 12-year-old. What was that? There is no 12-year-old. Oh, okay. So let's assume this. Let's say, Sean, you're drunk and you're blind. You're blind drunk. And you're walking home one night and you're out of your mind, gassed to the Mickey, waxed, gooned. And you think somebody's standing next to you. So you pull out a gun and you say, all right. Pick them up. And you're like, and they say, Sean, there's nobody there. I thought somebody was there. Well, there's not. And the police come up, boo, and they charge you with attempted robbery or robbery. There's nobody there, but you thought somebody was there. They're going to arrest you. So how are you arresting somebody for thinking? So they have a statute that say it is unlawful for you to use a computer to arrange with someone. Now, if there is somebody there, that's fine. Okay, I got it. Let's say you're in a bar and you're sitting next to somebody and you're saying, look at this one here. They let her in. She's 34 years old, but you've got terrible vision and it's dark and you think she's 12, but she's 34 years old. And you say, want to go, honey? And they arrest you because you thought she was drunk. But she's not. But you thought she was. Now, see any problem with this? That's what they're going to understand with the predator. I'm all for getting these people who do this. I understand this. But I have a real problem with thought crimes. And I got a real problem with people getting arrested for thinking. I know they've done it before. And I know they're terrible people. That's not what I'm saying. But you thought you were drunk? I don't know about that. It's like hate crimes. Why did you? There was a case here. I don't know if you have them in your country, but we have hate crimes. So you take, let's say, a misdemeanor, like a battery. And if you hit somebody because they're gay, it's a felony because of what your intentions were. So they had this guy here in New York. And they asked him, they said, did you rob those people because they're gay? Yes. Why? He says, because they're gay? He says, well, yeah, but I thought they were weak. I was wrong. It wasn't because I hated them. There was no animus. It was because I thought, wait a minute, you just like a person who picks out old people to rob because they're easier, or a person who is an R-ist, somebody who commits R, is it because he's a heterosexual? Does he hate women? Or no. When you get into anything other than the crime, you did this because you intended to do this, not you were motivated. Not that you were inspired. No, I did this. I walked in. I entered the building with the intention of committing a crime. That's burglary. That's it. Not why I needed the money. Did you go in there? Yeah. Were you intent? Yeah, that's it. And if you walk in like Chris Hampton, okay, I'd like to apologize to the girl. There is no girl. Bothers no one. Nobody, that scares me more. Chris Hansen never said, excuse me, there's nobody here. And they had some girl, remember some young-looking detective? I'll be with you in a minute. And she runs in the back, and here comes Chris. Have a seat. I'm not condoning what they're doing. I think these people are sick. I think I would prefer a means of handling it involving medieval torture. However, I'm afraid that, especially in your country, my friend, where you get pulled off and yanked to the Old Bailey or the Hooska, wherever the hell it is, because you wrote something? Let me get rid of this. I don't know if you see this horrible. Because you wrote something? There's nothing worse than that. You ever talk about something? What I think about what they do to old people. So anyway, we've got to be very careful about this stuff. Real careful. We also have to be careful about being able to talk about certain things without people being scared of, quote, libel and that sort of thing. I've said enough about that.
Right, Lionel, we've run out of time for this evening. We need you to finish on a cheerful Christmas address to the public, please. You know, like Queen Elizabeth used to do?
Oh, I loved her. Well, first of all, my gift, the best gift this year, I think, was meeting you. Just through happenstance, through this. You are one of the best. I am proud to call you my friend. When I see, especially you and Ziggy, it is one of the most beautiful things in the world. You have been nothing but a gentleman. You have, and it is seriously, it is an honor. And the number of people who say, I saw you on him. So I wish nothing but the best for you and for your family and your beautiful son and to all of the great people in your wonderful country and the countries that surrounding. I wish you nothing but the best. Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is. It is indeed a pleasure, and I mean this sincerely, my friend. We are friends for life.
Much love and respect, Lionel. If you ever come to this country, come and stay at our house and meet baby Ziggy in person, and you and your wife have the greatest Christmas ever. And I've never laughed so hard in years.
Let me tell you one thing, not to make, because you always, there's something tragic comic about this. And I'm going to leave you with this. There was a woman who is a Texas representative, I believe, who has not been seen for 60 days. She just wasn't seen. She's a congressman. Where is she? They found her in like a convalescent center, a nursing home, a memory kind of an Alzheimer's, where she has been and nobody's known she's been gone for like 6 months or something, just gone. And so we have a president who doesn't know where he is. We have Nancy Pelosi who fell down and broke her. He doesn't know where it is. Mitch McConnell, he doesn't know where he is. The United States Capitol is the largest nursing home. It is the most incredible. I don't like to normally make fun of people by virtue of their, you know, their senescence, but there's something very, very strange about being gone and nobody went to find you. Her name is Kay Granger. It's the most incredible story anybody's ever seen. So anyway, just think about that. Say what you want about your government. Normally, when people aren't there, people will notice it. Not here. They just say, oh, well, we'll just go by. Nobody knows. So anyway, that's my. And by the way, right. the best Christmas song is I Believe in Father Christmas, Greg Lake, Emerson, Lake and Palmer. The best. Peterson, Field, Greg Lake, a classic.
Until next time, my friend, you have the best Christmas ever with your wife. I hope to see you soon, brother. Cheers.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. All right, what a fantastic guest. And before I close the show, don't log off yet. I'm going to give a Christmas audiobook giveaway. Usually I give 10 audiobooks away for free on these streams, but we're getting close to the big day. I'm going to start giving 20 away per night. So the first 10 people to put yes in the live chat right now. Sorry, 20 people put yes in the live chat right now. I can look back at the chat and make sure it's all done correctly. There's no fakes. The first 20 people to email me. Let me get my email address. Tell me the name of the audiobook you want. Atwood.Sean@hotmail.co.uk. You have to tell me the country you are in so that I know which audio platform to send you the code to get the audiobook. So basically, in your email, don't tell me your address. I'm not physically mailing you anything. Tell me which of my 20 books on Amazon, 17 on Amazon, you want the free audiobook for. The only one I can't do is that one that's on my shoulder there, Sit Downs with Gangsters. All the rest I've got audiobook codes for. I'm going to put my email address on the screen. And go on Amazon, put Sean Atwood. 17 books should come up. Pick your book. Send me the email. Say you're one of the first 20. And let me know what country you're in so I know what code, what is the correct code to give you. Let me clarify. These are audio books. They usually cost like $20, $30 on Amazon or Audible. But I will give you a code to download them for free if you are one of the first 20. I'm going to... It's late here. I'll get the code sent out tomorrow, but we'll have more content coming tomorrow, folks. More great guests. Thank you for tuning in. And Shane, we will get on top of this situation with Maggie and figure out what the hell is going on with this fake cease and desist.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.